Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military deployed six F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield as coalition airstrikes continued against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Ankara opened the Incirlik Air Base to anti-combat efforts last month, while at the same time beginning its own air campaign against the Islamic State, as well as the Kurdish separatist group PKK. U.S.-led forces conducted 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria over the weekend. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced what he called a sweeping political reform and what's being described as an attempt to stamp out corruption. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi state TV read a statement Sunday by Mr. Abadi. The plan eliminates the positions of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Spokesman Saad Hadithi told state TV the cabinet outlined the new reform proposal and is sending it to parliament for discussion. The proposal is due to be voted on Tuesday. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, President Obama dismissed the importance of a tweet from Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, referencing the pressure being put on Mr. Obama regarding the Iran nuclear deal. Congressional opponents of the Iran deal are gaining support to oppose it in an upcoming vote. In Mali, a security source on Sunday said at least 9 civilians, including 5 UN workers, were killed in a day-long siege of a hotel in the central town of Savare that ended Saturday with an attack by soldiers that left 4 attackers dead. There was no claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. A car bomb Sunday reportedly detonated in the eastern Libyan city of Derna, killing at least 7 people, wounding nearly 20 others. Derna has been the scene of Islamist fighting involving various militia groups and the Islamic State. Peace talks between representatives of the country's rival governments to resume today in Geneva. Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday as Japan marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Nagasaki days before the end of World War II. The Pope said the memories of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August 1945 remain as a call for nuclear disarmament. At Sunday's annual ceremony marking the Nagasaki bombing, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke, heard here through an interpreter.
As the only country in the world to have experienced the horror of nuclear devastation in war, Japan will work for a world free of nuclear weapons, abiding by the 3 non-nuclear principles of not possessing, not producing, and not permitting the introduction of nuclear weapons into Japan.
Representatives from 75 countries, including U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, were among those gathered to remember the Nagasaki bombing. A day that began with a march to mark the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed African-American teenager by a white police officer in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, ended with an exchange of gunfire Sunday between police and demonstrators. The situation between police and hundreds of protesters became increasingly tense on Sunday evening. On the same street where fierce confrontations and rioting took place last year following the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Although a state grand jury cleared the police officer of Brown's death, an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice found that African Americans were unfairly targeted by the majority white police force in Ferguson, Missouri. Embattled 2016 U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump said Sunday he would be a strong White House advocate for women, dismissing the contention that he made a crude remark about a female television anchor who asked him some tough questions at last week's debate. Trump is a billionaire real estate tycoon TV personality who soared to the top in the surveys among Republican voters. An American Pro Hall of Famer and longtime broadcaster in football, Frank Gifford, has died at the age of 84, died of natural causes at his home near New York City. He played his entire 12-year career for the New York Giants and was the league's most valuable player in 1956 as the Giants won the league championship.
That's the latest world news from VOA.